Welcome to our continued coverage of training camp here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Inside training camp, Chris McPherson here with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. And you definitely know that football is here when you get to hear the great Merrill Reese. Merrill, how exciting is it being out here at the NovaCare Complex?
It really is, Chris. I have been waiting for this day for a long time. I mean, the rest of the week was the rookies checking in and starting, but today the whole squad is here. And just to look at number 71 right now hitting the blocking sled, that's Jason Peters, one of the best in the game, and a guy whose absence played a major role in problems last season. So when I look at this team, one of the big keys is that you have Jason Peters, you have Jason Kelsey, and you have Todd Harriman's back. And right now, that makes this entire team better.
What will it mean getting Jason Peters back on the field and having that dominating presence with he joining Evan Mathis at the left guard spot to form that amazing wall along the left side of the line?
You cannot overestimate it. It's that important. It's absolutely that important to have the guy who is regarded by many people as the best left tackle in the National Football League. It's interesting. Our new coach, Jeff Statlin, who's the offensive line coach, who comes from the University of Alabama, where he coached the national championship offensive line, pointed out that long before he even thought about becoming an NFL assistant coach, he was using cut-ups of Jason Peters to show to young offensive linemen as an instructional piece as to how to do it at its absolute highest level. This is the guy he chose to show. Him and some of the stuff of Anthony Munoz. And of Munoz, of course, is a Hall of Famer. So to get Peters back, oh, it's big.
What does it mean to have Jason Kelsey, who suffered an ACL and an MCL injury just last September, to be back here for the first day of the full team training camp practices? He's sporting braces on both of his knees, but how great is it to see him back out here on the field?
More than just from a football standpoint, because if you know Jason Kelsey, even in his second year, he became a leader on this team. He's got this inspirational presence, and he is a guy who you look to for leadership. People always automatically point to the quarterback, but there are other leaders on a team other than just the quarterback, and Jason Kelsey is clearly one of them. So his presence, his overall presence, not just his physical presence, is a major factor in what I think is going to be a very, very successful beginning of the Chip Kelly era.
Now, Merrill, the Eagles had their highest draft pick in over a decade, and they used it on Lane Johnson, number 65, the number 4 overall selection. How quickly does he need to get on page with everyone else so that he can come in, and he finished the spring as a starter, how quickly he can come in and help this offensive line from the right tackle spot?
Well, I don't think he has to do it today or tomorrow. He's being force-fed a lot of information, a lot of stuff that he's got to adjust to, but he is a talent. He's a guy that they are very excited about. They liked what they saw of him in the OTAs. He is a big physical presence also. So I don't think it's something that's going to be gradual. I've always been told, Chris, that the two positions that take the most developmental time are offensive line and quarterback. There are positions where if you're a defensive end, you can come in very often, and as long as it's not too complex, you can react. I mean, your job is go kill the quarterback. If you're a wide receiver, you can get out there in the open field and do the same things that made you a star on the high school and college levels. And sure, they're faster here on this level, but you don't have that much in the thinking process. In the National Football League, what is required of the offensive lineman is different and much more complex than what they've ever had to do before in their lives. So it's not an overnight process, but the great ones can be plugged in and, while they're learning, be good enough to get the job done. So I think with somebody like Lane Johnson, his talent is going to help him initially, but as the season goes on, he's just going to get better and better.
Merrill, looking behind the drills, you have intern coach Trey Thomas overseeing the action, and it looks like he could still swoop and play to this day.
Oh, he does. He does. But if you've talked to Trey, I think he would tell you that his back is a little bit too creaky to even think about that. But I think it's good. I think it's good that not only do you have the college coaches and the pro coaches, but this staff is mixed with people who have done it on the field at this highest level. You mentioned Trey Thomas. There's Deuce Staley out there with the running backs. There's Todd Light another all-pro defensive back with the young defensive backs. So I think that's a very good thing when you have guys like that who have achieved something at the NFL level for these young players to look up to and relate to. And, of course, another guy who's always out at the practices, and I spot him over there across the field, is my good friend Harold Carmichael. And he's seen a lot of teams over the years, and certainly while these players are from a different generation, they will get to know Harold and like Harold and respect Harold, and he can still impart a lot of wisdom.
How important, with all four of those guys, they've either played in a Super Bowl like Trey, or they've won a Super Bowl like Todd Light, who you mentioned, like Deuce Daly. How important is it when Chip Kelly is trying to set the culture, set the tempo for his first season, that he has guys who have not just played in the NFL like you mentioned, but won and have been successful at the highest possible level?
Well, I think that's good. I think that's good. And you can even put a coach like Statland in there because they've won a national championship, so he knows what it's been. And look at Chip's record. Look at Chip's record at Oregon. I mean, he's a winner. He is a winner. So whether it's on the NFL level or whether it's on the college level, and the other guy, Harold, don't forget, went to Super Bowl 15. In the end of the 1980 season. So they've all had Super Bowl wins and ring. And well, Harold didn't have a Super Bowl win. He had a Super Bowl
appearance.
Anyhow,
yes.
Yeah.
Are there any of the young guys along the offensive line that piqued your interest in the spring that you're looking to, you know, see if they step up in their second year at all whatsoever? Maybe a Nate Mankin, someone who spent last year on the active roster but never had a chance to play in a game. So someone along those lines, or any of the rookie free agents they might have picked up, guys like Matt Tobin from Iowa during the rookie free agent process?
You know, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Chris. That's not something that you can see in non-contact rules, even when we talked about Lane Johnson looking good and seeming to absorb it. You're going basically on his reputation. I think you have to wait until the actual live practices begin. And the interesting thing about this summer is I go back to my days with Stan Walters doing the color. And Stan used to arrive in the booth and used to say, this is the first game of the season, the first preseason game. He'd say, get these things over with. And even Mike says, Mike Quick will say, you know, I enjoy these games for a while, but, you know, let's get into the season. This is the first time that we are going to be looking at preseason games that are tremendously significant, not only in who makes the roster, but who is lining up in key spots. And I'm tired, frankly, of every day picking up a paper and seeing another article about, is it Vic, is it Foles, is it Barkley? I mean, how many ways can you write the same story? And I'm certainly not criticizing the journalists in the city, because that's what people are asking. And so when people are asking that question, that is the number one topic of interest. But no matter how many times you write it, no matter how many times you speculate, we're not going to even have a hint of an answer until a couple of weeks down the line when they open the preseason schedule.
So you don't know who the quarterback's going to be?
I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. I will tell you that, in my opinion, I mean, a lot of people talk about Barkley, but as the young quarterback to take over for the new head coach and a new system, I really believe it's between Vic and Foles. It's a two-player race.
Merrill, phenomenal to hear you on the first day of the full team training camp practices here at the NovaCare Complex. That's going to do it for the offensive line perspective. We're going to send it back to Dave in the Xfinity studio.